Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Debbie Matz, Chairman of the National Credit Union Administration. So Debbie, credit unions have grown more complex and now engage in more sophisticated risk-taking ventures. To what extent does this increased sophistication show an evolution from the original purpose of credit unions and present a significant challenge to the regulator?
Well, I don't think the evolution has really changed the original purpose of credit unions. I think credit unions do an excellent job of providing affordable credit to their members and to provide a wider range of services to their members. And that hasn't changed. In fact, it's probably even improved now that credit unions are bigger and are reaching more members. There are 93 million people who belong to credit unions. So I think they do a really good job of that. But it has posed challenges to the regulator because as the credit unions have gotten larger, they are using more sophisticated technology. They're offering new tools. There are significant IT security issues that we have to stay on top of. And so we need to keep up with the credit union industry and to make sure that we have the resources and the staff to adequately examine them. We need to understand what they're doing. We try to stay a step ahead of them, but there's such quick turnaround in the IT world that it's a challenge to us. And so that is our most significant challenge, making sure that we can keep up with their evolution.
And you pointed out earlier that you can't do any of this. You can't fulfill your mission without a good, well-trained staff. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. What are you doing to ensure that your staff is well-trained and that you have the right expertise in place?
Well, we invest heavily in our workforce, and I'm very proud of the workforce that we have. Because of the bubble of the baby boomers, we've had a lot of people retiring and at the retirement age. About 40% of our staff, our examination staff, have been with us from 1 to 5 years. So we have a relatively new young staff, which is good and bad. It's bad because it involves a lot of training. And of course, we've lost a lot of institutional knowledge, but it's fantastic because we have young people who are excited, who are tech savvy, who like to be trained at their work site. We don't necessarily have to bring them in and train them in person. They catch on quickly. They're smart. And so, as I said, we invest very heavily in making sure that our staff is well trained and in providing a good workplace for them. We provide very competitive benefits, and we really listen carefully to their suggestions. And I'm pleased to say that one of the results of that is that for young people, we were rated number one in the small agencies and best places to work. And for women, we were rated number four. And so we really do try to be wherever we can. We can't obviously provide everything that they ask for. I wish we could. But we do try to be very responsive to their needs. And our staff is so committed to the mission that frequently what they ask for are tools to do their jobs better. And we always try to provide that for them.
Well, I think transition to the future. Would you give us a sense of the key trends that will impact the credit union industry over the next several years, say? And how will the evolving role of technology impact the industry?
Well, I think the biggest challenge facing the industry is probably the risk that comes with rising interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates have been at historically low levels for several years now. Ultimately, they're going to creep up again, and we hope that they creep and don't surge. But that could pose a challenge for credit unions that have large numbers of fixed-rate loans on their books, for instance, fixed-rate mortgages. And so we message to them all the time about making sure their portfolio is diverse and not keeping a large number of fixed-rate assets on their books. So I think that's probably the number one challenge. As I mentioned before, technology is really important, both in terms of our keeping up with their technology and their keeping up with the technology they need to attract new young members. So, you know, I see that on both sides. And, you know, just being able to look ahead so that we are proactive rather than reactive, which is why, you know, I meet with our staff regularly to talk about what are the upcoming issues? What do we need to be doing now? What do the credit unions need to be doing now so that they're safe and sound into the future? And that's a big challenge because the industry changes so rapidly.
So it's a nice segue into what are some of the major opportunities and perhaps challenges your organization will face in the future? And how do you see your organization evolving to meet those challenges?
Well, you know, one of the big challenges is succession planning, both in our agency where we've been confronted with it just on a daily basis now when senior people retire, making sure that we have a good bench to step up and fill their positions. And that had been a challenge, and I feel like we have really come a long way towards overcoming that challenge and have really focused in the past few years on our own succession planning. And I urge credit unions to do that as well, to make sure that they have managers in place and highly skilled executives who can step up if the CEO retires. As I indicated also, long-term, we're concerned about interest rates rising, making sure that credit unions are prepared for that. We're concerned about the aging membership, that credit unions need to make sure that they're attracting younger members. We need to make sure that technologically we're keeping up with the credit unions. Those are some of the challenges. But on the other side, the industry is really growing. They've increased their membership in record numbers in the past year. So people really do feel safe having their money at credit unions. And their metrics are really good. You know, credit unions, their return on assets is now at 86 basis points. When I came on, they were at, I think, 13 or 14 basis points. And honestly, I never thought that in 3 years they'd get to this point. Mm-hmm. Their delinquencies and charge-offs are going down. Their membership is increasing. And they've continued to lend through the recession, which is remarkable because other financial institutions were not able to do that. And so I feel that credit unions really are poised for a very safe, secure future, providing they continue to attract young members.
Well, to that end, what advice would you give someone who might be considering a career in public service?
I think a career in public service is just extremely fulfilling. It's very challenging. You know, it's such an honorable thing to do. You know, I'm very, very proud of the 29 or 30 years that I've had in public service. Every day has been interesting, has been exciting. My colleagues are bright professionals who take great pride in their work. I think it's a great opportunity for young people. And I really I'm so disappointed that when people want to bash a sector, they bash government. I think government workers get a terrible rap because they are really very hardworking, dedicated people. And I encourage young people to look at a career in government.
Well, Debbie, this has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you. And I encourage people to go onto our website, ncua.gov, and to also check out mycreditunion.gov to learn more about how to keep their money safe.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Debbie Matz, Chairman of the National Credit Union Administration. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.